Hello and welcome everybody to another episode of the Launch Your Challenge podcast. Today I have a very special guest with me. Shweta is a marketing tech strategist and ManyChat certified messenger marketing expert. She helps her clients launch and sell offers using gamified challenge messenger funnels. And this intro in and of itself is enough so that we could talk a whole day. Welcome, Shweta.
Thank you so much for having me here. And I'm really excited to get on a podcast that talks about challenges in particular, because I love running challenges. And I've been doing that for the past 2 years for my own business and for clients as well. And I'm really excited to talk about this because not many people talk about it. And I think we kind of have to get the information out there, right? So I'm really excited to be here.
Exactly. Like, this was my whole thought behind creating this podcast, because so many people are trying to run challenges and a lot of them fail. I've seen a lot of them fail as well. Right. And so let's get this information out there that we can help the people. So you said that you're running challenges for 2 years now, both for yourself and for your clients, which is super interesting. And you're doing that for a time now, because a lot of people are just getting into the whole thing. I would say, give us a quick backstory. So how did you get into this world? Where are you coming from?
So it's a long story, but the short version is I moved to the US from India in 2015. So 5 years back for my second master's in sports management. Mm-hmm. And I was unemployed for 8 months after a double master's. That's when I decided to kind of change or switch my career path from sports to marketing, digital mm-hmm. marketing, because I had some experience. I had a small e-commerce store in India back when I was doing my MBA. So I had some experience with Facebook, Instagram. I just started learning a lot online, started applying for relevant jobs, and then I ended up joining a marketing agency as an account manager. So I was running Google ads, Facebook ads for bigger companies. And at the same time, I started working online as a freelancer just to gain more experience. And, you know, I just wanted to accelerate my growth, because I already felt that I was behind. I, you know, had spent so much time just in university. So I just wanted to grow faster. That's why I started freelancing on the side. And it was December 2017. Messenger marketing was very new in the market. Not a lot of people were talking about it. But I have a background as an engineer, and then I was studying marketing. So I found that messenger bots were like the perfect mix of technology and marketing. And so I was really intrigued by the entire concept. And that's what I started working on. And then I started offering messenger marketing services to clients. The one thing was, no one knew how they want to use messenger bots in their business. Like, should I get more leads? Should I send sales messages? And even the entire Facebook guideline around using bots was kind of, you know, vague, and they themselves probably were still learning and experimenting with it. So I did work with a lot of clients. I helped them with ads and bots. And then with bots, people were really excited about it. But again, no one really knew what to do with it. So I kind of learned as I went along. And then there was a time where I wanted to, you know, get out of doing only services to more leverage offers. So I had a course I wanted to launch, but I had never sold courses before. So I decided to just set up a very quick funnel. So I took 2 hours and I set up a funnel in messenger bots, because that's what I did best. And it was not a challenge, but it was like a 5-day mini training series with pre-recorded videos. And I used a messenger funnel. That's it. I did not use emails. I did not use a sales page, nothing. Just took me 2 hours to record those short videos and set everything up. And I used lead scoring in bots, which meant that I was assigning a score to everyone who was engaged or engaging with my messages. So if they sign up for my mini training series and then they were clicking on the videos, I was assigning them a score. And then since my audience was really small, I had around 20 people or 15 to 20 people who were really engaged with my training, and I found that out because I was using lead scoring. And then I personally reached out to them and I was like, I saw that you were really engaged and I think, you know, this course would be really good for you. And I ended up converting like 50% of those people.
Nice.
So that was when I was like, okay, why are people not using lead scoring in Messenger bots? Why are people not kind of gamifying the aspect, right? Where you're giving out tasks for people to do, where you're actually interacting with them. It's a two-way interaction rather than a one-way interaction where, you know, with email or people just using emails for challenges. So it's just a very one way. Okay, I'm going live, join me. Okay, today's task is this. You know, you don't even ask questions because in your head, you know, people are not really going to respond to emails. But that's completely different when it comes to messenger marketing. And then I optimized my own process and converted my mini training to a challenge and started running that. And then eventually I started helping my clients do the same. So that's, it probably took me 2 years to really, you know, optimize the process, add some gamification, and I keep experimenting with my challenges every month. I try to run a challenge every month and experiment with different things. And it's just a lot of fun because it does not take a lot of time to set this up. And it's also that thing where you can keep adding stuff. So I have a messenger funnel, but I can always add email to it. I can always add SMS to it. I can add different things. So it works great for people with a very small audience, but also works really well for people with, you know, 10,000 people, for example, going through the challenge by using lead scoring and gamification for engagement. You can, you know, you can reduce that 10,000 people list to like 1,000 people who are really engaged. And that can really help you increase your conversion rates because then you're targeting people only who are super engaged. So you're not spamming everyone else, but you're also reaching out to people who really actually want to learn from you. So that's where I'm at. I think I spoke a lot pretty quickly, but I hope it makes sense. I clearly love talking about it. Yeah,
it makes total sense because this is, I think, and we talked about that before we hit record, one of the big issues I see was that a lot of people who are using Messenger for their challenges, who are using bots for their challenges, they use it exactly like they would use the email. So it's just a reminder that the training is happening, that the replay is up, and that they should go and now finally do their homework. But that's it. They don't really do a lot of anything else besides that. And so I really love that you take such a unique spin on that. And I would love to learn more about how did you came up with all the gamification elements? So where did you get your idea from, or how has it evolved into what it is right now?
So the idea came from a platform I started using for hosting my course. It's called Member Vault. I don't know if you've heard of it. Mm-hmm. It's a pretty new platform, very similar to Teachable, but very different in a way that they actually have some gamification inbuilt in their platform. So for example, if someone bought a course from me and they are clicking around my other courses, they actually become leads in the back end. So I know that this person's clicking around, so they're much more likely to purchase if I offer them a code. And the lead scoring aspect in ManyChat is exactly the same. ManyChat is basically the platform I use for messenger bots. It's exactly the same. If people are clicking around in your bot and if you're assigning a score for each of those clicks, you actually know these are warm leads. And the second part about gamification, so there I have seen a lot of ads about, you know, gamifying your post-purchase experience. So for example, if I buy something from you, or especially for memberships, right? Because memberships are monthly pays, right? So you have to have your audience really engaged in order for them to continue being your member. So for that, you have like onboarding processes, you have different gamification things like scoreboards, welcome gifts, progress bars that you can use in order to help them go through that course. But no one really talks about using those same things before someone's buying from you, because I think Murray Smith says that content is king, but engagement is queen, and she rules the house, right? So no matter how you're launching, no matter how much content you're creating, if you're not getting that engagement out of your content, doesn't really make sense. And especially for your launch, if you're using webinars, it's again a very one-way communication where you're just giving webinars. Or just talking or hosting, right? But with challenges, it's different. Challenges basically give you a platform to have a very two-way communication, because you can give people tasks, and if they're completing tasks, you can give them prizes, you can give them points, you can give them badges, which I do as part of my challenge. It's probably like cliche and doesn't take too much time. I just create a badge in Canva and just give it out. Like, just, okay, mission one, you know, accomplished or something like that. Sounds pretty stupid, but people love it. Like, when you're playing a game on your phone, if you like unlock mission, like a next level, it's kind of fun, right? So adding those kind of gamification elements helps, because again, even in a challenge, a lot of people don't get results because they are not able to drive that engagement. Yeah. And the best way to drive that engagement is by, of course, a two-way communication, but by adding something else, right? Why not add a leaderboard? If you're giving out tasks to people, if they're completing those tasks, why not add them to a leaderboard and let them have some fun? Let there be some competition, right? So just the idea of, you know, having looked at some things or some people how they use gamification post-purchase gave me some ideas to use it pre-purchase. And since I was already running challenges, I thought gamification elements would be a great way to, you know, increase engagement in my challenges. And I've tested out some really crazy things in my bot for my past few challenges where, you know, like you said, over email, you're just going to be like, day one task, right? Do the day one task. What I do is I follow up and I ask them, you know, have you done the day one task? And if they say yes, I'm like, okay, tell me what it is. And I give them like a user input where they have to input their task in my bot. If they do that, I actually give them like 10 points in the back end, because in like, for me, I want to know that this person has responded to this with their task. That means they're so engaged. They're actually going through the challenge and doing the work and actually responding to me, right? Yeah. So I know that this person could be great for me to, you know, like pitch my offer or talk to them or have a conversation, get on a call with them. Yeah. And I, in my head, when I was doing that, I was feeling so funny because I'm like, no one's going to respond to this. Like, I'm asking them to actually type out their answers in my bot. No one's going to do it. But people did it. Like, I had people in my previous challenge who actually went in and did the work. And it was awesome because they got some value out of what I was sharing. Yeah. And I was able to really understand my audience and, you know, get their feedback on what I could do better in the future. So that's one part. The other part is I test out these different things. So if I'm giving them a badge, for example, if they complete day one task and I'm like, mission one accomplished, go ahead and share this badge with your friends and tell them that you completed this and invite them to the challenge. And I was like, no one's going to do this. But like, I've had at least like 10 to 12 people share it on their timeline, which is like free publicity for me and my challenge. And it's also like fun for them. So these are the kind of different things I just keep testing, and it works, right? And of course, if it doesn't work, it's okay. You at least know that something's not working. But I mean, just following the normal path of, you know, running that perfect script webinar or running that free 5-day challenge, having those 5 emails set up, It works for some people, yes. If you have a huge audience, if you're running, you know, spending thousands in ads, it's probably going to work for you. But if you have a small audience, it's not going to work for you, because at 1% conversion rates, you need like at least 1,000 people to convert 10 of them. But by using challenges in a way, the way I talk about using bots, using gamification, you can easily increase that conversion rate to 5%, 10%, right? Which is like amazing, which means you don't need that big of an audience to actually run your challenge.
Absolutely, absolutely. So you're actually using the bot to add in more micro commitments than just completing the homework. So you're constantly pushing the next commitment and next commitment, and you assign the scores in the back end so that you really know who is really engaged with that. I think that's brilliant. So thanks a lot for sharing that. Just a quick question before I forget it. I don't know how it works, so I would love to find out about you with you. So when you assign the score in ManyChat, for example, that someone, for example, is clicking the link to the homework or to the trainings video, this, I believe, is a one-way street, right? So you just know that they clicked the link, but you don't know what is happening after that, right?
So you mean on the video?
Yes.
Like, no, yeah, I don't know what's happening there. So that's why I kind of, use... So if someone's just clicking on the link, I'll probably give them a lower score. But if they're coming back and, just typing out their tasks or doing something that's more valuable, I would give them more scores. And then I would filter out based on, the scores and who has the highest, and probably find out the top 10 people and then connect with them. So yes, what's happening outside of the platform, we cannot really, do anything about it. But I can definitely allot different scores for different actions, so that I, in my head, I know that some of these actions are more valuable. For example, if someone's giving me their phone number, that's more valuable than someone giving me their email address.
Yeah.
So then I would then filter out based on the highest scores and just look at those top 10 or 20 people.
Nice. Very good. So if someone is listening or watching this right now, could you share 3 to 5 tips how they could get started with something like that with us?
So the first thing is always read Facebook's guidelines around messenger marketing, because most influencers out there are using it wrong. Like if someone out of the blue messages you on Messenger, that they're not actually supposed to do it. So read Facebook's guidelines, because you cannot randomly send anyone a message over the bot. There are very specific tags that you can use. And for the challenge specifically, we use the confirmed event tag, because the challenge is an event. So if they register for the challenge, you want to make sure you're getting that confirmation from them that they're okay with receiving these messages and the reminders and stuff. So that's the first thing. The second thing is that you'll find tons of free trainings on ManyChat. I have like a free course on ManyChat to get started with, but you can easily get started with like the free option of ManyChat. You don't need to pay for anything. The way I do it is, which is way easier, is that I create my landing page, thank you page, right inside of ManyChat. So I don't need to connect any tools. So it's basically the grow tool option inside of ManyChat, where you can create your own landing page. And then once people opt in, you can build out your funnel really easily that way, just inside of ManyChat. The one suggestion I would have for you if you're just getting started is, don't try to go all crazy with different things. Start with a very basic funnel, and that could be just in Messenger, right? So the way I run it now is I have email involved, and I have, sometimes I would have SMS involved. I test out different things. But you can just get started with Messenger, ask someone for their email address, but not necessarily use email right up front, because, again, you can do all of this right inside of Messenger. So you don't even need to get email involved initially.
Yeah.
The other thing would be, don't go crazy with gamification. Just keep it very basic. The easiest thing to do is have a leaderboard, because that just creates that competitive vibe. And second is, you could have badges, right? So every time someone goes through day one, completes the task, create a badge in Canva, free tool, and then just upload it as an image in ManyChat. So very easy to do, but it's very impactful. impactful. So those are the two things you can get started with. And when it comes to lead scoring, it's actually a very simple concept in ManyChat. I know when I say lead scoring, people go like, oh, that's too much tech. It's not. It's just creating a counter in ManyChat. It's called a custom field. And I'm talking about this, but when you go and look at it in ManyChat, you will be able to learn better, right? Because again, it's not theoretical. You have to go and do it. But it's a custom field. You create a counter. If you've used something like ActiveCampaign, ActiveCampaign has lead scoring. It's the same concept. So it's a counter. And then for every action, you just have to increase the counter by whatever number you choose. So if they click on this link, increase the counter by one. If they give you their email address, increase the counter by three and stuff like that. So start with a very basic funnel and test it out. See how your audience likes it, right? Because not everyone likes Messenger, especially after all the spam that's going out with Messenger bots. So make sure, one thing to make sure, which I tell everyone, all my clients, is give your bot a personality. Because that way, your audience knows that they're talking to a bot and they're not actually talking to you. So make sure you're giving it a name and then letting your people know that it's a bot. Because again, that's one of the reasons why it comes across as spammy, because people are like, hey, I thought I was talking to you. But, and the last thing, which is also very important, make sure you're always giving them an option to unsubscribe. It's very easy to unsubscribe from a bot. They just have to type stop. Make sure you have it as a PS in most of your messages.
Yeah. All right, so this is already a lot of goodness. So if someone wants to start, let me just recap that very quickly. Read the Facebook guidelines so that you know what you are allowed to do. Start with building the funnel in ManyChat, if you don't have one already, of course. And this actually fits very well into what I recommend to a lot of people. So if you're just starting out, if you don't have a big budget, the tech know-how or anything, you don't need a funnel. You just can create a Facebook group, set up the three approval questions, and you're good to go, more or less. So just wipe up a banner in Canva, and then you can start your challenge. And so I think that fits very well into that. So we have the Facebook group as the basic reference point, so to speak, and then you could, for example, add the ManyChat funnel onto that. And then when you have proof, when it works, when you have the budget, anything like that, then you can add a real funnel. Awesome. I like that. All right. So another recommendation was stay basic. Don't go crazy with the gamification right off the start. Have a leaderboard. Just a quick question from my side. The leaderboard, you probably pull out the points out of ManyChat and create a leaderboard in Canva or anything like that?
So I use a tool called Rise.Global. It's a free tool. So you can just create a leaderboard in there. And what you can do is from ManyChat, you can export the list based on everyone who's registered along with their scores and then just import that into that platform.
Nice. Very good. Very good. So I will add the links to every tool you mentioned during our conversation into the description of the podcast and also into the description of the video so that you can just click on it and know where to go. All right. So then badges are the next recommendation. And you're right about that. I tried that a while back as well. It had not worked so well for me, but I had not used a Messenger bot and the gamification elements. So good idea. Adding personality, I think, is also a very, very good idea, because just what you said, I see that in myself. When you sign up for a challenge, you get lead to a bot, and this bot has the same name as the coach of the challenge. So you never are really sure if this is a bot right now, is this the person behind it? Can you reach out to that bot and it actually gets read by somebody or not? So what is really happening there? So I like that you give it a personality. And the option to unsubscribe, I think, is very important as well, just like you have it in the email and everybody on all the places. All right. Very good. Very good. And you actually have a challenge coming up yourself, right? So yep. It's creating a repeatable launch system or yep, creating repeatable right. launch systems.
Creating a repeatable launch system with it's the same with messenger bots, because I think a lot of my audience is like small business owners and solopreneurs with a very small audience. And I think for them, launching can be overwhelming, because when you think about a launch, when you look at all the people launching online, they have these crazy funnels, crazily designed sales pages and emails, and they have a team. Most of my audience doesn't have that, right? So I want them to be able to launch or have a repeatable system, which is very easy to set up and which they can do repeatedly, right? Like I launch every month because it's easy. Yeah. And when you're launching with challenges, of course, you know this, that you're not only building or not only selling your offers, you're building your audience, you're building your email list, you're building your Facebook group, you're building your authority, right? So it gives you all of those advantages when you launch. And I think it's kind of important to launch, to get into that momentum, to get into that mindset that it is not overwhelming, or it doesn't need to be. So that's why I'm running this free challenge.
All right. So, and what exactly are you teaching them? Do you help them create a messenger funnel? And is this then with the challenge framework or separated from that? So you just help them create a launch system.
So it's going to be a messenger funnel. Now, someone could pick that up and use that for a challenge or a webinar, but the main goal is to show you that you don't really need like tons of tools to get started. Yeah. And also, when you set up a messenger funnel, how you can duplicate it and repeat or use the same system to kind of build a system that you can use every month or every quarter as much as you want to launch.
Awesome. Very good. Very good. So I will share the link to that in the description as well. So if you want to check it out, I can absolutely recommend it. And so you will find the link in the description of the podcast or the video.
So, and that you're, you know, giving them one quick win. So I've run a lot of challenges in the past, and the best ones were the ones that were very actionable and gave them one quick win. So I test out different things. And sometimes, you know, I myself end up creating challenges that don't sound very actionable or very doable, or they sound very complicated. And at the end of the challenge, I realized that even though, you know, a lot of people were engaged and they liked what I was sharing, maybe the problem was I wasn't really clear on what I was going to talk in my challenge. And it wasn't like actionable as to, you know, how to something, or it didn't appear to be very achievable. Like if I'm running a challenge on how to get 10 clients in 5 days, that, you know, you look at it and you're like, that's not possible. But if you're like, how to get your first client in the next 5 days, that's much more actionable and doable for someone who is looking to do that. And it's not overwhelming, right? So those are the two things. And the last thing which I struggled with for a while was if you're running a challenge where you're giving daily tasks, make sure the tasks are doable in like 15 to 20 minutes and not like, you're not making them write an entire email sequence, for example, because no one's going to do it, because it already sounds so overwhelming. Like I wouldn't do it. But if it's just like, okay, set up your landing page, that's doable, right? So just like these things are just small things, but they could have like a big impact on whether or not your challenge works.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So don't be afraid to fail. And actually, what I recommend to a lot of people fits into that very well. When you run your very first challenge, don't care about the money at all. Just try to get it done and gather testimonials.
Yeah,
so that exactly. You have something that you can leverage the next time besides the learning experience. I think this is a very, very important one. So make it doable, make it precise so that people know what they're signing up for. and actually completing that, so that they actually get that result they want and that you promise. I think this is very good. And make the homework doable as well, so that you don't go 4 hours of crazy research, whatever. Yeah, I like that a lot. And I hope that this will help all of you. So if you like what you have heard and seen here so far, how can the people reach out to you? How can they contact and find you?
I think the best way would be to join my Facebook group, and I will be sure to share the link. I also blog a lot. So if you like reading blog posts, do check out my website. Again, I'll share the link. And I'm on YouTube as well. I talk a lot about tech and ManyChat and just like marketing tools in general. So, but again, if you want to stay connected and be a part of my community, Facebook group is probably like the best place to go.
What is the name of your Facebook group for the people listening right now?
It's called Online Entrepreneur Community, Build a Digital Business. And then it's facebook.com/groups/build-a-digital-business.
Awesome. Very good. So folks, that's it for today. I hope you like what you've heard so far. So try out the ManyChat, the Messenger funnel, gamify your challenges and make your challenge an experience. All right. Thanks a lot for your time. It was a pleasure having you here, and tune in next time. See you. Bye. This was the Launch Your Challenge podcast, and I hope that you enjoyed today's episode. If this inspired you to finally launch or grow your business through challenges, then don't hesitate and reach out to me at createyourchallenge.com. I would love to help you. I would love to serve you. And I do have a program that is designed for coaches who want to add another 10K to their existing business, or maybe finally crush that 10K a month mark with challenges in 90 days or less. Then go to createyourchallenge.com
and book a free strategy call so that we can see if you're a good fit for the program.